This is Living the RV Dream, episode 115 for Friday, October 4th, 2019.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
But hello, happy campers, and happy Friday. Hello, full-timers, part-timers, weekend warriors, travelers around the world. If it is your first time here in the podcast, my name is Robert Morales, full-time YouTuber and podcaster, part-time RVer. You know, I travel 2 or 3 months at a time, and then I spend some time here in my sticks and bricks, you know, editing videos, doing some production, and that's where we are right now, coming to you from my studio here in Miami, Florida, which is kind of in the middle of a big remodel, and I'll post some pictures on Instagram as soon as it is finished, but I wanted to modernize it a little bit and change certain things, retired a very old iMac computer that I have there that it's, you know, it's gonna crash any day now, I have a feeling. You know, I've repaired it several times, and I know it's gonna crash in the middle of an important music recording, and that would not be a good thing when you're charging the client by the hour. So we're replacing that and doing a few upgrades here and there. One of which I'm going to tell you about at the end of today's episode and see if you notice the difference. But today, basically, I'm back. I'm reminiscing on the whole trip, of course. I'm editing the videos from the trip, stuff that happened over 3 months ago. So I'm starting to remember everything through the process of editing those videos. I just finished the video that is going to come out this Sunday, which is going to be basically the journey than the destination kind of video, because it's mostly travel days from northern Florida. We scouted several places in northwestern Florida, namely I guess it's northern Florida, not northwestern. Northwestern would be, I guess, considered the panhandle, right? Taylor County, you know, and we just basically want to buy a piece of land with no restrictions, where we can have utilities and hookups and whenever we need to have the trailer there, you know, full hookups, we can have it there and live in our trailer potentially. So that's the idea, and Taylor County seems to be one of those places that has very few regulations in wherein the government tells you what you can or cannot do with your land, and the opposite end of that spectrum is a big city like Miami, Florida, where I'm not allowed to park my trailer in my driveway. Well, it has to be not visible from the street. So it's one of those places. Another reason to move at some point, but I digress. And anyway, from there, from Taylor County, we drove west and pretty much nonstop along I-10 on the Panhandle. Of course, I would have loved to stop at Destin and Panama City, or maybe go down to the Forgotten Coast, Apalachicola. But no, we went all the way to Pensacola, and we didn't even stop in Pensacola because, as you know, everything takes longer on the road, and this was for the most part, especially the route to the west, a very fast-paced trip. Then I spent a month in California, pretty much, but before then, it was very fast-paced. So we stayed at Big Lagoon State Park, which is right next to the Alabama border. And of course, I had been to the Florabama bar on my own. It was one day in the morning. There was nobody there. But I wanted to go with Ely and enjoy, the live music and that atmosphere. It's a very special bar. It's huge. It has 5 different stages, music every single day of the year. And, you know, we spent a couple of hours there, you know, from like probably from 1 hour before sunset to an hour after or 2 hours after. We probably went back to the RV at 9 p.m. or so. But we had a great time. And Big Lagoon State Park, really cool. And from there, you can see the Blue Angels flying, you know, It's timing is everything, of course. When I was at the perfect position to take a video of the Blue Angels, they didn't come by. As soon as I got down from the observation deck back to the car, there they come, flying. What can you do? And then from there, we went into Alabama. We went into the first Buc-ee's that opened in Alabama earlier this year. If you don't know, Buc-ee's is this chain of gas stations based in Texas originally. And they're huge. They're Texas-sized for sure, and very nice, very clean bathrooms. Everything is very well managed, and very, very cheap gas prices. So whenever I can find a Buc-ee's, I try to stop at Buc-ee's because I also like saying Buc-ee's. You know, the mascot is this beaver, this colorful beaver. I'm sure you've seen him, and if you haven't, you'll see it in my video this coming Sunday. From there, we continued in Mississippi. I noticed that, you know, I have that issue with one of my axles that, you know, one of the tires gets worn out. Actually, three of the tires get worn out faster than the rest. But one of them is like every 2,000 or 3,000 miles, I just rotate them. And then every 5,000 or 6,000 miles, I just have to get a new set of rear tires. The front tires last about twice as long on the trailer. Well, I saw it and I decided to. I was traveling with 4 brand new tires because a lot of people don't carry my size. It's a rather small, 175, 80, 13 size tire that not everybody carries it. So, you know, I decided to mount 4 brand new tires and we continued on the road into Alabama. No. Into Louisiana, and in Louisiana we pretty much drove through. We didn't stop because I wanted to make it to Texas. We never made it to Texas. We actually went through Alabama. We crossed the Mississippi River at Baton Rouge. We went through the Atchafalaya Basin, and then into Broadbridge, Lafayette, and eventually by nighttime we arrived in Lake Charles, and they have a casino there. And it is, you know, they have like 5 or 6 sites. Maybe it is more. Maybe it is 10 sites with hookups. Not hookups, just electrical. And according to the website, it was, it was supposed to be $25, but it seems a little steep for just electrical. But on top of that, they charge you like $9 extra like as a resort fee. And I guess you are technically allowed to use like the pool and stuff like that. But still, seems a little steep for just electrical. Well, it was a relatively noisy evening right next to the Lake Charles Bridge and the railroad track. But we slept well. And in the morning, we continued towards Texas. And that's the video that I'm going to start editing today, hopefully. And that's going to be, and I don't even remember all the stuff that we saw, but we saw a lot in Houston, Texas. That's going to be the first of probably many Texas videos here. So that's this week's update as far as upcoming videos go. And talking about upcoming videos, I'm going to have a couple of product reviews because I don't usually do those anymore. It has to be something that I really like or something that that I really need, or something that looks genuinely good. So I'm gonna have a sponsorship for a couple of videos. I'm gonna review a Berkey filter, and actually the microphone that I'm using for this podcast today. This is something that I received a couple of days ago. And I think it's gonna be good. Let me know if you notice a big difference between this microphone and the one that I've been using for the past year and a half or 2 years. And I might even start using this one to record my voiceovers because it is a USB microphone, so I don't need to use the audio interface to connect it to the computer. It just connects through USB-B and it just works. So if it holds up, I'm going to be using it extensively. That's why I'm recording the podcast with it. But look out next Wednesday for a video where I'm going to show it and kind of review it. And I wanted to take the opportunity on this particular video today to do a little bit of fan mail because I have a lot of mail and a few voicemails from you guys And the last newsletter, and you know, the newsletter, I'm really gonna endeavor to write a newsletter every single week. I requested for you guys to reply to that email, and if you had any questions or anything, any suggestions, complaints, anything like that. So I am going to read a couple of those emails now here on the podcast live, and a little uncomfortable here because I'm still in the process of remodeling the studio, so I'm going to have to hold the laptop in my hand because... from Deanne Jensen, Robert, thank you bunches for the personal messages. It means a lot to me. I love watching your travels. I'm very jealous and plan on doing some alone in the near future. I have a personal travel trailer, a V8 SUV. I'm sure we'll do fine. Keep up the good work and keep encouraging me. Thank you so much. And Deanne, I'm sure the V8 is probably going to be fine, but still, to be on the safe side, look at the weight of your trailer and look at the tow capacity of that V8 SUV and make sure that you are not, you know, taxing that vehicle too much. I should be the one to talk. I towed for 2.5 years almost 4 years with a Kia Sorento, but do as I say and not as I do. And from David Hansman, Crazy Life, Robert, I commented that you share your RV life and manage personal responsibilities. I can see where you can find yourself overloaded. I know when I began my RV adventures, I would do well enough to enjoy my time RVing, seeing the sights. Take your time. People will understand as you may need to take a rest organizing your adventures. Enjoy life, David. Yes, because I have commented and I do have months and months of videos to process on my YouTube channel. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of work, but it's fun work. And who said it that if you do what you love, you won't work another day in your life? And trust me, it still kind of feels like work sometimes, but I consider myself very fortunate to be able to do what I love, because I do love the process of putting together, you know, a video that you guys will like. If Manny Camacho writes, thank you, Robert, for everything. I was able to meet you and go to Disneyland with you. It was an honor to meet you, and thank you for all your hard work. You and Adam the Woo are my favorite. Yeah, Adam the Woo is also another YouTuber, very, very famous YouTuber, and he does a lot of the Disney parks. I think he used to live in Florida, and now he's moved to Southern California. But yeah, Manny, of course, and Manny, that was very serendipitous. We happened to happened to do this impromptu meetup in Anaheim, California last July. And Manny showed up, and this other gentleman showed up, and this gentleman invited us to go into Disneyland for a couple of hours. And that was very, very special. I can't wait to share that video with you. Even though we didn't get to go inside the new Star Wars ride, we walked around the whole area. It was really cool. It was late in the day. We only had a couple of hours, but... definitely want to hang out once again whenever I go back to Southern California. I have no set plans, but at some point I will, for sure. Della Tenney, hi, dear Robert and Della. I've received a couple of emails from her in the past. Hope your time at home in Florida will be refreshing and restful. You have earned every minute of every break you can take. Your trips around Florida interest me as much as your trips around the country and abroad. I lived during my retirement in Punta Gorda near Port Charlotte. Those were some of the happiest years of my life until Hurricane Charlie. We barely escaped it, lost home, but got out in time by 25 minutes. Oh, gosh. Thank you so much for all you've done, especially for those of us who can no longer get up and go. Your productions are perfect as they are, and no suggestion for a change. Big thank you for doing what you do. God bless you and your family. Wishing you rest and safe travel. Della Tenney from Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. Thank you so much, Della, for that email. Doug Quick writes, I grew up traveling cross-country with my parents, but my wife hates to travel. When I watch your videos, you leave my vacations. Please don't stop. I enjoy the trips out west into California. I would love to see Mount Rushmore to Yellowstone to San Francisco, south to LA. Being in TV, I appreciate the technical aspects of your videos. I don't know how you do some of the things that you do with the time that you have. Keep up the great work, Doug Quick. Thank you so much. And by the way, that trip from Mount Rushmore, I did it kind of the other way around, backwards. From LA, I went up the 395. I saw Mount Witness, you know, the eastern Sierra Nevada. I went to Yosemite. I continued north through Lake Tahoe. I went west. I kind of avoided San Francisco this time around. I went into Petaluma. From there, I took the Pacific Coast all the way up to Washington. And then from there, I drove east and eventually made it to the Grand Tetons and Yellowstone and Mount Rushmore. And I have a lot of editing ahead of me, let me tell you. And here we have from... hold on, from Amy Roland Moore. Robert, I know that you mentioned being in Alabama in November. Please tell us when in the state that you will be making an appearance. Thanks. And I'm going to be there for the Minis on the Mountain rally. And that's going to be in Huntsville, Alabama, in early November. I don't know exactly if I'm going to be able to do like a public meetup. I will really try to make the time, but the schedule for this rally is pretty booked solid, and the whole thing is booked solid. I mean, there's no vacancy anymore. I don't think so, but I'm gonna try to work some kind of meetup into that rally schedule. We'll see. From Marion Grant, so looking forward to seeing your videos of your travel adventures. I appreciate you sharing them with us. At this point of my life, I will not be able to make any such trips. Thank you, Robert. And thank you so much, Marion, for that email. And from Steven Bergman, hi, Robert. Thanks for the update. I have already watched your YouTube video episode 1. It was a great video. Thanks for posting up. And I know you have to edit through all the traveling you have done this year. Lucky you, I hope you to travel this January to Florida from the Northwest rains. I was wondering if you have anything on your pickup truck for a video. I have the same truck, only the Duramax 4-cylinder version. Would you be planning to stay with this truck or upgrade anytime soon? Keep up the fantastic work and play along the way. And I was thinking, you know, it's been a long trip. Many thousand, over 18,000 miles. And towards the end of the trip, I've kind of made my peace with the Colorado. I was very much on the fence with the Colorado, thinking that I would replace it soon because there's a lot of things that I don't like about it. But it's been a very reliable towing machine. So I think I'm gonna keep it as long as it works reliably. I can't put up with certain digital annoyances. Let's put it that way. But yeah, I have the V6 3.6 liter, and I do believe the towing capacity is very similar to the 4-cylinder Duramax. The only difference is you get with the Duramax you get a lot better fuel economy mileage. So that's about it. And from Tom and Fran Gagliardo, thank you so much for the updates and videos. My wife and I love reading and watching them. We really appreciate all the information you provide. We are learning so much from you. We will be in Tampa in January and look forward to seeing you in person. Thanks again. And definitely, yeah, that's the plan. And I mean, plans change, but this one, I don't think it is going to change at all. And yes, I intend to do the Tampa RV show this time. Last year I skipped it because, to be honest, I was RV showed out. But after the Hershey RV show, I'm kind of pumped to doing a couple more RV shows this year. We'll see how that goes. And what do we have here? From Steve. You continue to amaze me. You literally have come a long ways. I watched you and learned about the bigger shows. And yeah, it's been a long road as far as YouTube goes, and as far as this last trip that I took. And I'm trying to find one that has a question, but here we go. From Frank in Michigan. Finally got on the road ourselves. I was hoping to meet up and see you in the upper. And we go there a lot, mobiling that long stretch to Ohio. It's a 4-hour from my house to the UP where you was. You missed so much in our state. Hope for a meetup next time. And definitely, yeah. And this is the thing. I had already agreed to do the Columbus, Ohio meetup. So I didn't want to leave him hanging. So that's why I kind of rushed through the meeting part of the state. I did enjoy the Upper Peninsula quite a bit. I went to, I still kind of rushed through it, but at least I got to see the Pictured Rocks National Park. Is it the Pictured Rocks? Oh, you know what I mean. And that was a lot of fun. I did a couple of hikes, even though the weather did not cooperate with me this time, but yeah, I'll be back. I'll definitely be back because there's so much to see in the state of Michigan. Now, I do believe I have some voicemail.
Hey, Robert, this is your friend and our fellow RV enthusiast, Derek Whitworth, out here in Gilbert, Arizona. Just wanted to say thank you so much for the nice newsletter and the preview to episode 0. Really looking forward to the other videos from your long trip throughout the fall and into the winter. Really looking forward to that. And just hope to see you sometime next time you're out in Phoenix here, and when it's hopefully not too hot. Hopefully, maybe somebody can arrange a meetup, you know, or get together there. And so, and I'd like for you to meet my wife too. So she's from El Salvador, so you guys would be able to speak some pretty good Spanish with each other. And so I just want to thank you so much. And just an update, I don't know if you remember. I was unemployed for several months, but I found a job, thankfully, full-time with benefits, hopefully, you know, which is good to get my life back together after, the first part of this year was just a nightmare. But anyway, thank you so much. I'm glad to hear you're almost done with your long trip and can get home with your family for a while. And I hope you guys are all doing well. You guys take care and, talk to you later on.
Well, Derek, thank you so much for that message. I did redact a little bit there in the middle, because Derek did give a little bit of personal information that I don't think he wanted to share with the world. But definitely, man, this winter, I'm going to winter in Florida. That's the plan for now. But let me tell you something, and this is weird, I guess. I mean, not weird. A lot of people do it, but I was watching some videos today of quartzite, how everything is slowly starting to reopen. Another, you know, RV or TV. He's a YouTuber, and man, I wanna get back to the West. So it's gonna be another year, but the following winter for sure. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna visit Phoenix. And Tucson, I've never actually spent any significant time in Tucson, Arizona, so I want to do that. I want to, you know, see the rest of Arizona, not just Phoenix, Quartzsite, and Yuma, which is pretty much what I've done. I haven't even done much of Yuma, to be honest. So, yeah, let's winter in Arizona. I'm definitely looking forward to meeting you and your wife.
Hi, Robert. This is Kathy Hamilton calling from Morgantown, West Virginia. I have a question. I've been looking into different mini RV trailers to pull behind, like an SUV. And I look into the reviews, and one kind of trailer has a great review, and then the next review of the same kind of trailer is an awful review. And I'm very confused as to which brands of trailers are good and how well they are made. Some people say that it was great and had no problems after they got it home. Others say their trailer fell apart. So I'm confused as to how well the trailers are made and what brands are better than others. If you could help me out with this dilemma, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for that message. And I think everybody's pretty much on the same boat with the quality of the trailers. A lot of it is hit or miss. I mean, even Airstreams that you pay almost twice as much for an Airstream than you pay for another trailer, and they can have problems. I hear Lens has great quality, and I like the things that they have done. My Winnebago Micro Mini, it's they don't necessarily fall apart, but you're always gonna have to fix something, especially at the beginning. There's always gonna be something that they didn't screw, you know, well enough together. Let's face it, in order to make these things as light as possible, they use cheaper materials, thinner layers of wood, and you're pretty much, you know, you're driving an earthquake back there, and things do fall apart, and it happens. Some of them are put together better than others. For example, our friend Paul Falsey of RVCaravanWithUs.com, he does RV rallies and tours, and actually he organized the rally that we did in San Antonio in June. He went to the Jayco factory. He took the factory tour, and he tells me that he did not like what he saw. So there are certain things, you know, Grand Design seems to have great quality, but then again, things do fall apart. So don't be discouraged by the bad reviews, but do take everything you read with a grain of salt, and do like I do. You know, I go knocking into every single wall, every single thing, because let's be honest, they are putting these things together as quickly as possible, and as some of the brands as cheaply as possible, and sometimes they don't take the time to do proper quality control. So I would stick to with the better brands. You know, if you can afford an Airstream, go with an Airstream. Or some people, I mean, they're very minimalistic, but they're virtually unbreakable, like these fiberglass trailers like Casitas. They are much more durable. And if you go with a classic trailer, I would stick to Winnebago or Lens, to be honest. But there are many, many other good brands out there. I just going from the experience that I have.
Hi, Rob. In regards to some of your travels, have you ever considered visiting the Philippines? I mean, that's one I could accompany with, because we have a house up in Sagada, so we could do a road trip from Manila all the way up the east coast up to Sagada, back to Baguio, Bontoc, and down along the west coast back to Manila. It'd be a great road trip.
Well, thank you so much. And if you've been following me, you know I'm not one to be afraid to travel overseas, and I would love to visit the Philippines. In a sense, you know, I grew up in Cuba, and we both share certain things in common, because Cuba and Philippines were both Spanish colonies at some point, even though we are in opposite ends of the planet. So I would definitely love to do a road trip in the Philippines and see the beaches and all the beautiful landscape, and Manila, of course, and even the Philippines. Did you have a dish? Is a roast pork. I think you guys call it adobo or something like that, and it's very similar to our lechon. So I would love to taste that as well. So definitely, I'm not making any promises. It probably won't be this year or next year or even this decade. But at some point, I do want to visit the Philippines and do a road trip.
Dear Roberto, I like your videos and I like your CDs. I like your music as well as your videos. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And that's all the voicemail I have for today. And I think I'm going to stop it right around here. I'm going to try to keep the podcast the same as I'm trying to keep my latest videos at around 30 minutes. I think that's a good length duration. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you want to, and if you find any value in the work that I'm doing here, please do consider supporting the show at travelingrobert.com/support. You don't even have to send me money. If you follow my Amazon link, for example, or buy something through my Amazon list, doesn't even have to be on the list. You know, I'm an affiliate with Amazon, so I get a little bit of a commission every time someone buys something. And, I get a little bit of a deposit every month, and it's gas money, but every little bit helps, let me tell you. And And I think if you go to amazon.com/shop/travelingrobert, you'll go to my quote-unquote influencer page, and there you can see some of the products that I use, and click through, go to Amazon, and even if you buy something else, they will know that I sent you. And that's all the plugging I'm going to be doing for today here for the podcast, because I have some plugging that I'm going to be doing in the videos for the next few weeks. So as always, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we're living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because we are free in my RV.